up on Ash London Live is magic. Embrace the magic with J.K. Rowling's new blockbuster Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them in cinemas November 17.
No matter who you are or where you're from, get swiping, clicking and tapping.
Yeah.
Get us on demand.
Just search Ash London Live.
It's the show built for you, a nation of music fans.
Here we go.
The best of the stuff you know and love. And breaking tracks from your next favourite artist. On air, online and streaming across the globe.
Yeah.
Unlock, plug in, turn up.
Ash London Live from Europe.
What a night to be alive. Still not nighttime where we are. We are in Amsterdam en route home from the MTV EMAs. We're so close, but really, so far. We've got 22 hours on an aeroplane ahead of us, Draco.
I think it's longer. Plus, we have a stopover in Abu Dhabi. But we can't wait to get home. Put it that way.
We can't wait to get home, but how lucky are we that for the next 3 hours, we get to do what we love to do most, and that is bring the best music in the world to your ears, Australia. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight.
Because we're in Amsterdam, we thought, why don't we theme the show?
Yes.
Amsterdam-y.
It's just an Amsterdam-y theme. We're not going to go into too much detail. We'll let you work out the specifics when you hear the music that we're going to play.
Oh, I'm just talking about let's put some Dutch DJs
Dutch
on.
Dutch DJs. That's what yeah. I was going to... We're not going to play Snoop Dogg, Wiz Khalifa and Afro Man.
No, but
that'll be
definitely
silly.
Definitely some Dutch DJs because we're in Dutch... Holland, Netherlands.
Well, we are a bit homesick because we've been away for like a week. So we want to kick the show off with some amazing Australian music, and Peking Duck are the perfect example. They've had Elephant in town this week. So they've been gigging together live, and the boys tweeted this week that having her on stage made them realize how much they love doing what they do. We wish we could have been there to see them perform this live because we love this track. It's the first track we've ever played on air on Ash London Live about 2 weeks ago when we started. From Peking Duck featuring Elephant on vocals, this is Stranger. You're on Ash London Live.
Ash London Live, baby.
One of the things we got to see, which has been a highlight of the trip to the Netherlands, was Bruno Mars opening the MTV EMAs. He absolutely nailed this performance. He was wearing a Tommy Hilfiger two-piece matching tracksuit. It was Star 80s. It was so wonderful. He had choreography, full band. The real joy came from something that we realized when we heard Bruno Mars sing this song live. That wasn't the real life-changing moment of this song. The life-changing moment came with a realization.
Because sometimes when you hear lyrics in real life or watch the music video, you can see their mouth and you're like, that's what they're saying.
Yeah, it's under my umbrella, not under my arm, brother.
Exactly. Well, I used to think, literally up until last week when you were like, no, that I thought the lyrics were, put your middle finger to the moon.
Like, I was like, no, it's pinky finger to the moon. We were like, oh, but then we realized we were both wrong because he says, put your pinky rings up to the moon because they're wearing pinky rings.
Actually mind-blowing.
Once you hear this song now, you're going to think to yourself, how did I never hear pinky rings?
Yeah.
We're so excited to have this track on the air because it's just, it's a joyful, beautiful song.
It's so good.
Bruno Mars, 24K Magic, you are on Ash London Live.
Ash London Live.
Bebe Rexha was the host of the night at the MTV EMAs in Rotterdam. Not only did she host, she performed and she was nominated. Didn't win anything though, which is awkward.
She performed twice, once with Martin Garrix, of course, In the Name of Love. Huge song.
But then she did her own new song. We mentioned it in the show yesterday. She sat on this giant U because this track is called I Got You, but it was like a furry U with eyeballs on it.
Oh my God. I Got You. The U had eyes.
I
think we've just cracked
you.
The code.
This is like that time that we realized it was put your pinky rings up to the moon.
We're so smart.
In any case, I've just tweeted a link to a hilarious gif of her and the I Got You thing. So in case you didn't see it, so you could understand how awkward it was, so you could understand how confusing the whole thing was. That may be confusing, but the track is kind of cool. It's a grower. So we're going to play it for you now. We'd love to know what you think. Hit us up on Twitter at Ash London Live. This is Bebe Rexha with I Got You on Ash London Live from Amsterdam.
Ash London Live.
Maroon 5 are actually doing a really interesting thing around this track. They started a confessional wall. So if you go onto their website, all the fans can upload awkward confessions and then the winners get all these like prizes and stuff.
That's really cool.
Have you got an awkward confession that you could write on the confessional wall? One that's safe for young ears that may be in the phone, Draco.
What sort of things are people confessing? Can it be anything?
I have a confession to make.
Yeah.
When we were at the EMAs, the red carpet was about to start and I really, really needed to go to the bathroom. So this lovely girl came. She, like, ushered me over to the bathroom. And it was a portaloo. And I was like, oh. Now, you remember the tray cute Alice McCall dress I was wearing?
Yeah.
The slip under it was a onesie. So I had to take the dress off and then unzip the onesie because you can't just pull it up over your head. Take my tights off and wee.
Oh.
And I,
See, a boy can just pull it to the side and pull it out.
I can't do that.
Right.
And I weed on my hand a little bit.
Ew.
No.
I went to those portaloos too. There was no sink.
So, if you've got an awkward confessional and you want to win some Maroon 5 merchandise, head on over to their website. Now it's time to get back into the music. Anne-Marie was the first performer on the red carpet of the EMA. She absolutely smashed it. She's such a cool chick. She's teamed up with Aussie rapper Illy for this next one. This is Catch 22 and you are listening to Ash London Live.
Ash London. Ash London Live.
Next up, we've got one of our favourite songs in rotation at the moment, Naked Sexual. And Draco and I were looking at the song log for today's show. We're getting excited. And as soon as we saw this one, we thought the exact same thing. If we're going to introduce and talk about Naked Sexual, there's only one place we need to go while we're in Amsterdam.
Welcome to the Red Light District. Now, that sounds kind of dodgy and gross. It's actually beautiful.
It's actually so chic. Look at the trees.
Canals.
Canals, autumnal fields everywhere.
And there's, like, leaves on the ground. It's not as gross as I thought it was going to be.
It does smell a bit like pot pourri.
Pot pourri.
You know, that's something that your nana has in her bathroom.
Pot pourri smell everywhere, which isn't really for me. The interesting thing about this district is, and we came here because we wanted to introduce the next song, Naked Sexual.
Yeah.
There's nothing sexual about it whatsoever. It's transactional. It's a legitimate, regulated industry.
Yeah.
It's like coming to buy a pair of gloves.
It really is. You look what you want, what colour, what shape. How do you want fingerless?
Fingerless.
Do you want up to the wrist? Long gloves.
Okay, we're done here.
It's whatever.
Fingerless, you can't say
anyway,
that.
Here's Naked, Sexual, Ash London Live, live from a canal.
Catching up on Ash London Live is magic. Embrace the magic with J.K. Rowling's new blockbuster Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them in cinemas November 17.